Black Hour, Quilty and Touch begins now. This is one of those few times where I said something that led to a quote that got a lot of attention. It's happened a number of times over the last couple of years, especially with the press conferences being on video all the time. Remember when I started a question to Matt LaFleur, which had nothing really to do with having a number one wide receiver, and he interjected. That was before he started drinking water when I would ask questions, which I think is a much better policy. I appreciate his patience.
That's a noticeable trend that he has continued.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad I could provide him a chance to hydrate and refresh. But I started to say something, and I mentioned number one receiver, and he interrupted and said, "That makes me want to vomit." Right? Every time I hear that, I want to vomit.
Fun word.
So Jesse was reading this fascinating piece from Dan Graziano about myths about the playoff teams. And Dan Graziano chose the myth that they don't have a true number one wide receiver.
Sure, we do. Yeah, we have one number one.
I feel like that myth has been put to bed. Like I don't know if you could choose that as your myth.
Yeah, that bed is she's sleeping in there. Nice. Yep.
Right, because it has become abundantly clear since he returned and the production he's had since he returned. That is their number one wide receiver is Christian Watson, which is what Dan Graziano says. But I feel like that myth was already debunked a couple weeks ago. Like, if we're looking for myths, there's got to be a different myth that's current, that's still current. Like, I don't know, you could have argued the Packers' defense is a top-flight defense, right? Based on the run defense against Baltimore, you can say that's a one-off, or you could say that's a big concern. But Christian Watson, they need Christian Watson to come up big for them to go anywhere in the postseason, right?
No doubt about it. And I know there's been a lot of conversation around Christian Watson's first 4 or 5 years in this league. And, you know, obviously he has not been able to stay healthy. And he, you know, got back from this ACL that he, you know, blew out early January last year, came back before Halloween. And since he's been back, has been a huge difference maker. He's, you know, able to take slants to the house. He's able to put a lot of pressure on a defense in order to, you know, roll safeties. And we saw last year in the Philly game when you could shrink the field the way they did without Christian. And I think Jaden Reed got hurt. It was tough sledding, and we couldn't move the ball really at all. That cannot be the case on Saturday. It obviously, Christian Watson showcased himself against the Bears pretty doggone good. And he is as healthy and as fresh as you're going to see because he, you know, was able to have half the season. He needs to be that guy. Him and Jordan Love, I would argue, they need to put up big numbers. They need to, you know, put a ton of pressure on this Bears defense. And hopefully that allows Josh Jacobs to do some things. And if we are going to make a long postseason run, yes, our defense will need to create turnovers and do things that we saw last year without Micah. That's going to be key as well. But this, we will go probably as far as Jordan Love and Christian Watson in this offense are able to take us.
And look, if Tucker Kraft stays healthy for the whole year, I don't think I say the same thing. Because I think even though he's a tight end, I think Tucker Kraft is the number one pass option. But Christian Watson is a pretty close number two if this plays out the way you would have liked to have seen it play out. I want to get into something that Michelle Smallman, Lord knows we heard enough from Evan Cohen today, so we don't need to hear any more from him from Unsportsmanlike. But Michelle Smallman said something interesting that perked our ears. We'll hear what it was next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wildy and Tausch rolls on Packers-Bears Saturday night on Amazon Prime, if you haven't heard, from Soldier Field in Chicago. Again, we like solutions. We don't have any. If you live in Milwaukee, Green Bay, the Fox Cities, Chicago, you're fine. If not, gulak. Hopefully you have Prime and you get all your packages shipped for free. Tausch, we had a major role in Michelle Smallman becoming a Packers fan, right? We can take credit.
We had a role. I don't know if I'd say major. I think
significant,
we
appreciable.
Significant role.
Okay. You guys, that's fine. Yeah, I would say role, but you guys can use bigger words.
You were like the first person when she said she was open for, you know, open for business to find out which team she wanted to be a fan of. You were like, let's have her on. Let's get her to be a fan of the Packers.
Sure.
You had a
hey,
very
we want
significant
people coming
role.
On the G&G yeah. bandwagon. Absolutely.
So, regardless of how we want to classify our impact, she has definitely leaned into being a Packers fan. Like, she has bought in hook, line, and sinker. In fact, she's gone so far now as to, well, let's hear what she had to say about the little brothers that are the Bears.
The Packers are the team that should beat the Bears at this stage in both of their quarterback and their head coach's tenures. And based on the playoff history of the core. A lot of these Packers players, even though they're young, have been to the playoffs. They know what it's like. They need to handle their business. The Bears are like the Cubs in the Cardinals-Cubs rivalry, where they're scrappy, they have a lot of young players, and ultimately, the Cubs have won a World Series more recently than the Cardinals. The Cardinals are down bad right now. I'm just talking historically. You can't let the little brother beat you. You can't. That is a different type of pain.
No lies detected. Given where the Bears are right now, given the way the first two games went, and given the experience, that's the thing about this Packers team. Like, they're perpetually the youngest team in the league, this and that, and it's true. I would say sometimes they're immature, but they're definitely not inexperienced. So I think she's right. She got that little zinger in there about the little brother. But the bottom line is where the Packers are in their journey to become whatever they're going to be. The Packers, that's why they're favored on the road. They outplayed them in both matchups. They don't have to worry about the stuff to beat the same team three times in a year because they kicked away the game at Soldier Field on December 20th. But I'm in total agreement with Michelle as to where they are currently. Doesn't mean the Packers will win, but I think she makes every point you need to make as a Packers fan that she is.
Well, in essence, all she's saying is the pressure's on the Green Bay Packers. And
yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not, and I think everybody knows it. Now, do you embrace that, or do you say, well, you know, we split and everything else. We're the better football team. The records would tell you that's not the case. That's fine. The Bears have every right to say what they want to say. The Packers have to go up and show it on Saturday. I just think that this roster's better. I think our quarterback's better. And even with some of the losses that we have, I think we showcased ourselves defensively. We could do a lot of really good things. You just can't turn the ball over. If Green Bay doesn't turn the ball over against the Bears this week, they're beating them. That's it. And I know we can't do that in Green Bay game day, and we can't talk about that on the Green and Gold preview, and that's fine. But the Bears live on creating turnovers. If they can't create turnovers Saturday, they're not beating the Green Bay Packers. And yep. When you have that as kind of the barometer, you should win those games. Now, I won't say that same thing in Seattle. I think it'll be a much bigger challenge. And it sounds crazy as a 7-2, but that's just how I feel. You know, I could be wrong, but I've watched enough of these teams, and I watched enough of these two teams play where Chicago, give them credit in that second half at Lambeau, I didn't envision them being able to do that. If they can do that for four quarters, tip your cap and say, hey, then everything I just said, throw out the baby with the bathwater, because then it's all just foolishness.
What do you make, and we can get into this further if you want a little bit later, but what do you make of what the Bears were able to do offensively against San Francisco a couple of games ago? Is that a function of where the 49ers defense is at? Because the Seahawks didn't exactly put up big numbers on Saturday night against them. How should I view that in
your
mind?
It's a really interesting question, and I think Seattle's offense has been up and down. They also lean on the run game. Chicago putting up that many points on San Fran's got their two best players not available. you know, that's just part of the deal. They have no pass rush. Green Bay, we'll see. Without Micah, can we rush the passer with four? Do we have to do some different things to get after Caleb? I would say you're going to have to. And I don't recall somebody that watched the tape and really broke it down at that second game without Micah can let me know if there was a ton of pressure that was brought. But I know this, the defense did its job for about 55 minutes of that ball game. Mm-hmm. Now you got to finish it. And I'm sure everybody in that locker room on the defensive side of the ball, I would think Jeff Hafley will put up F-I-N-I-S-H on their grease board. And that's what this whole message is going to be about all week, because finish each play. You never know which play is going to be the one that changes the complexion of a ball game. And if they do that, I don't envision the Bears having some monster day. Maybe Chicago can find a way to hammer and run the football. I would think that they're going to look at that Baltimore film. I don't have Derrick Henry, but I like their kid, man. Manunga is a player now. He's going to crack skulls. And they're going to come in and think, because I do give their O-line a lot of credit. The thing I will give the Chicago Bears the most credit about is they fixed, especially their interior part of their O-line, which was always a trouble spot against Green Bay. They have that fixed. And I would bet that that is going to be their plan, and then base some play action and movement stuff off of that. And if they can do that, I don't envision them having a San Francisco type of game, but I also don't envision them having the struggles that they had the last time these two teams played.
As someone who was there for RELAX, what is the maximum number of letters that you can do a spell out of before? Like, I had to think about that for a second. Maybe that's just my little bear brain, but
I think it's seven.
Seven?
Because Aretha did RESPECT.
Yeah, but she sang it. I think that gives you a little more leeway.
I'm sticking with seven.
P-A, panic, relax.
I think five is probably right.
Yeah.
In the audio world, I'd say five.
Yeah. But finish, you're right. That is exactly what his message should be.
Well, yeah, and the only reason I spelled that out is because you know how these guys, you get grease boards up in front of us, and I think they still use whiteboards. I don't know.
I was just going to say, do we still use those?
You get up there, and you want to pound home a message to a group. That group needs to know, and the whole team, because they didn't finish, and they got their blanks beat because of it. You can't just play 55 minutes of football. You got to go all the way, and then in that case, you needed 70 minutes of football. You have to... And this was, I don't remember which one of our callers on Green Bay Game Night called in. The thing that's probably most concerning about the Matt LaFleur, especially this season, we had more opportunities to stomp on throats, and we just don't.
Yeah, you're right.
We let teams hang around and let things like that happen, and the good teams don't. Like, how many games outside of those first two did we truck anybody?
Yeah, and then when you say that, you know, my mind immediately goes to Denver, where it's 23-14, and they do try to stomp on the Broncos' throats, right, with the deep shot to Watson, and he ends up leaving in an ambulance, and like that was I thought that was
I didn't have any complaints
I
about
that
play
call.
At all. It's great,
right, me too.
You got to execute it better. He underthrew him.
Yeah, but I thought if he doesn't get hurt on that play, we are talking the story of that game, because who knows, maybe that's the butterfly effect that then they're not in the position where Micah Parsons tears his ACL, all that other stuff, right? We'll never know. But you know what the conversation is? If they hit on that throw after that game, it's about
jugular.
Matt LaFleur finally went for the jugular. Yep. Exactly. And instead, it was definitely not that, and they haven't won since. We'll get to trivia coming up. We're going to take a little bit of a detour. Jesse wants to spend a little time hearing from our guy, Barry Alvarez. So we're going to do that next. After I tell you about Associated Bank, they've been with us from the beginning. They're going to continue to be with us. We're incredibly appreciative of their partnership. They have been so loyal to us, and we obviously are loyal to them as well. And they are the best when it comes to customer service. I've been telling you about it for years now because it's true. Not only do they have the awards, but they have the great perks that back it up. Of course, Packers checking, Badger checking, Brewers checking. Show your team colors with your checking account. That's great. It is. But what's even more important early pay. You have access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. So sometimes things are a little out of balance. You want to be able to have access to that paycheck. Credit monitoring. You want to make a big purchase? You want to make sure your credit's in the right place. They've got you covered on that. We knew what our credit was when we purchased our furniture from Steinhoffels. And, of course, fraud protection. And that was the most important one for me because they had my back and made sure that nothing bad happened when someone got my information. So go to AssociatedBank.com and make the switch today. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We'll get back to Packers Bears in a bit. Jesse, you're still doing this Barry Alvarez show?
We got a few more weeks left of it out at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Middleton through the college football playoff national championship game.
Oh, nice.
We'll be on the night after the championship game, and then that'll be it for the season. We'll do a few shows throughout the offseason as well.
And if I can make a recommendation, not to the – you guys do a great job with the Barry Alvarez show. Great job with the FCS championship on the Monday night. They had an open window. That was great. I got to watch the back end of that. The Stag Bowl, instead of playing it Sunday night against an NFL game, play it tonight. Have it on Tuesday night. Tonight, because River Falls, that was a great game, great yeah. championship. Imagine the eyeballs tonight as this you just make it a like almost a playoff palooza week. Give it its own night.
I grab the T-shirt.
Well, I think the problem is they have college basketball agreements in place for conference games that are going on. Mondays is still open because they have the playoff game next week, so they keep that open through next week.
All right, doubleheader it then on Monday. Have the Stag Bowl first, and then FCS championship the next. That's another. If you want, that's fine. I understand there's conflict. Okay, there you go.
So you're telling me that there's regular season basketball.
You make a commitment to a
right.
conference. You have
SEC, ACC,
totally get that. That's,
whoever else, yeah.
All I'm saying is the Stag Bowl was great. It's awesome. River Falls, what a story. You don't jam it in there on a Sunday night against the Raven Steelers. You don't go up against the NFL if you don't have to. But the FCS did a really smart job of moving it. It was the Saturday before that Monday night. I think they found something, and I would argue let's doubleheader that up and really make it a big Monday then on ESPN.
So it appears,
boy, Montana State tried to choke that thing away. Holy cats, 10 false starts. This is something that is always intriguing, and it happened to me my first time. You're playing ball and you're a backup and you're taking snaps, and it's usually late in games and you never have to deal with crowd noise. And I remember we played at Cincinnati. It wasn't even a business. We lost that game. But it wasn't even, like, loud. But it got loud enough that I couldn't hear. And it is so – that first time you're playing and you can't hear a snap count, it is like you're driving blind. You don't know what the heck is going on. So that's what happened. That kudos to them for filling the stadium and making it super loud. I was empathizing with that group because I'm sure – you know, yes, you play in great stadiums across the WEAC and across everywhere else, and, you know, Montana State, great crowds. But I'm guessing that's the first time that, and then you have the moment with it. Really glad Montana State was able to kind of pull through on that.
Looks like ESPN's TV commitments tonight, just for example, Duke at Louisville.
Good game.
Cincinnati at West Virginia.
Less interesting game.
Wake me in March.
So I guess what I was trying to say is you could probably build it in that you
don't
could.
Don't we have like six stations too? Can
yeah.
you throw it on ESPN.
All I wanted to say was the agreements. I understand that concept. This would be a one-off mm-hmm. for a football game, which we know how much people
and by
love
the way,
to watch football.
I don't know what ABC's drawn on their normal primetime lineup. I'm guessing the Stag Bowl in this game last night ain't going to do much worse, or it's going to probably do better than whatever they're putting out. No offense to whatever
they used to play the Stag Bowl on ESPNU, and they put it on a Saturday. They did. So it was on a Saturday, but fewer people would watch it because it was buried on the, you know, the lesser channel.
It would have been nice for it to have a better viewing opportunity, because Tausch is right. Last night, I had that game on too.
Fun finish.
Tell us more about what you were watching or listening to at the Barry Alvarez Show last night at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
We haven't talked much because obviously the Packers are getting ready to play the Bears in the playoffs, but the transfer portal is in full swing, and the Badgers have made some noise in the transfer portal. As of last night, they had the sixth best portal class ranked by 247 Sports. They got a quarterback from Old Dominion who was the guy that they had circled. Colton Joseph was the one that they wanted to get. Dual threat quarterback. Threw for more than 2,000 yards, rushed for more than 1,000 yards.
Saw that he got up to 21.6 miles an hour running, which is
Christian Watson.
So very fast.
We did ask Coach Alvarez about that last night. Here's what he said.
That's what excites me. You've got a combination quarterback. You don't have to hang your hat on just throwing or just running the ball. I like a threat at quarterback that can hurt you a number of ways, and that just could – add so much to our offense. I'm excited.
Excited for Colton Joseph coming in. So get to know the name. What does that mean for Carter Smith, though? What does it mean for where the quarterback situation is now, Tausch?
It means Colton Joseph's going to be the starting quarterback. Everybody else is going to be scrambling to play, but you know, back up and find a role, which is, I think, a very fair way of going about doing business.
Speaking of the transfer portal, just a quick question. Did I see that Jake Renfro is transferring to Illinois for what would be his seventh season? Is that right?
I don't know. I know he's transferring, and he's trying to get it. It looks like Hunter Vaughn is waving his head yes. So, yes, he's going to Illinois, according to Hunter Vaughn.
I think he's got 6 years in the books. So, I find myself fascinated by how this is it Van Wilder? Is that the movie?
Yeah,
the guys
movie.
In college?
Yeah.
Very
mm-hmm.
fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next topic. Sorry to interject.
In general, I asked Coach Alvarez about the recruiting process for guys transferring, because I said it's got to be a lot different than when you did this back in the day, right? Here's what he said to that.
Now I think you start with how much. I think that's what with the recruit starts with. How much can you pay me? It's not about our campus. About our coaching staff, about the relationships with our coaches and our players. It's not about who graduates from our school, what percentage of our student athletes graduate. It doesn't seem like it's about any of that anymore. It's about how much. So, you know, that's foreign to me. But whatever the game is, you better be able to adapt to it.
It's disheartening to hear, because he said it so bluntly, and I'm like, that is right. But dang.
None of that other stuff matters. Boy, the union is beautiful in the summer. Yeah, but how much are you going to pay me so I can buy lots of ice cream?
Well, you know what else is real interesting? Nobody used to be, I don't even know if we can get him into school here. None of that. You know what I mean? So
that's a good point.
The whole concept of that is, you know, it's a different world. We all know it. And, you know, Barry is 100% right. It is, all right, what do you want? All right, do we feel like that's a value that we can accept and live with? And then you start the conversation about your family and everything else, because it's the NFL. You're going to figure out, is it a fit, and is it a fit financially? And if those two things don't work, you just move along. That's how it goes.
You're right. You're right again. Jesse, is it time for trivia? Am I reading this correctly?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and you did this. We talked Barry, so you could segue into Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Wow, you do some nice work.
Show sheet.
Looks like Jake Renfro is going to wear number 57 in Illinois. I'm just throwing it out there.
He played in four games this year for Wisconsin. So divide 57 by four.
How about Colton? Well, this is about the same number. How about Colton Joseph was ranked as the 15th best quarterback in the transfer portal by ESPN?
Old Dominion, quarterback factory.
Yeah. Monarchs.
Yeah. Let's do 15. Caller 15 for Will D'Attache Trivia. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Iron Jock. Caller 15 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 15 plays trivia next. It's Will D'Attache.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Wow, we're going to have trivia 2 days in a row. We don't even have to do double trivia geography Wednesday tomorrow. Time for trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Will D'Attache Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 deal meal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app. And Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance, and proudly Wisconsin-built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
A little bit of news from the NFL from Adam Schefter. The Washington Commanders will have a different offensive and a different defensive coordinator next year, but they will obviously be keeping Dan Quinn.
That's not fair.
What do you mean?
Why is that not fair?
They had so many injuries. Jaden Daniels got her. He was out like the whole season.
Tough break, bro.
Josh Johnson was starting games for them down the stretch.
And they won. You don't win in this league. You have to change some things up. That's just kind of how it goes. And I think looking at it, was that Joe Witt?
Joe Witt, former Packers assistant. He's the defensive coordinator, or was. And then Cliff Kingsbury. Looking for other opportunities elsewhere as well. But I just thought it was interesting because if Jeff Hafley were to leave, if Dan Quinn had become available, I think there was a good chance that he'd be the next option.
How do you think if Jeff Hafley left, would Matt LaFleur offer Jimmy Leonard the job again, or is he spurned?
Ooh.
It's a great question.
What's the answer?
I don't know if he's as big of a grudge holder as me.
Okay.
So I don't know if he would say, no, you had your chance. Like, if you really feel good about him, like Vance Joseph, his defense is something that Matt LaFleur really likes. Jeff Hafley has turned out to be a really good hire. However, I don't know if any of us really saw that coming.
Nobody did. It was a big boy move.
Right, so you would theoretically have all, you know, the world is your oyster on who you might want to hire, but I don't. My gut tells me that ship sailed. Ooh. Because of the decision that he made.
That's a bummer.
I'd love to have him. That's for sure. All right, let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Mike, the wedding DJ. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Let me be the last to wish you guys a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm not one of these guys like Evco and Canty. If you want to say Happy New Year all the way to the 31st of January, I'm good with it. What is that hurting anybody? So Happy New Year.
It's just like running out of the field after a win. What does that
mean? Well, no, that's security, and there could be that's different than this, Jason. But your point is not well taken.
I don't see the harm in you rushing the field because you beat Washington or whoever else they beat.
I said I hated it against Illinois, though. Like, I changed my tune. The Packers changed quarterbacks to tune, I changed my tune.
First field storm, he liked it. Second field storm,
I lost track.
It kind of made me sad. That's why. That doesn't mean that I'm the arbiter on all things doing it. I'm just telling you how I felt. Okay. Joy and euphoria and relief for the crew that struggled against Washington, and then I kind of was like, this makes me sad, the Illinois game. That's okay. All.
I lost track of that. All right, Mike, question number one in Badgers Trivia Tuesday is this. For the first time ever, Wisconsin welcomes Big Ten opponent to the Kohl Center tonight for a conference game.
It's UCLA. First time ever at the Kohl Center. I'll be there 8 o'clock. It's only on Peacock, though, so you better be there if you want to see it.
Seems like he's been paying attention.
You want to stick around and do the Sports Center update here in a couple minutes, Mike?
That's pretty good.
I could certainly do it, Jesse. You know I've got the training.
Okay. Why don't you just tell me what question two is? question two, Mike, is this. Originally scheduled for a 7 p.m. start, which Badger sport moved its home start time?
The men's hockey team against Alaska Anchorage.
Love it.
This is fantastic.
It's good stuff.
Okay.
If this was Jeopardy, he'd be disqualified. He got to let the question finish.
But it's not
before.
Jeopardy, yeah. and this has been
now
extremely
the pressure,
entertaining.
The pressure's on. He has to do the third one, too.
I know. Question three, Mike, is this. Wisconsin women's basketball.
They beat Penn State 74-73.
Do you have our show sheet? Wow.
It would be great if, some,
no,
be great if somebody had your show sheet.
Nope, I want to be in the Hall of Fame of the contestants. I'm rarely on because Jesse keeps picking me as the caller right before the fact.
Jesse's a rascal.
I needed to be impressive.
He's a rascal.
I know, I understand that this is palmy. Very palmy. But considering that the third question, all I said was Wisconsin women's basketball, and he got it right, so he interjected on all three. I am going to go out on the limb.
Is this a G-Pot?
And the greatest performance of all time. I do believe we have just witnessed the greatest, and the good news is, if I stop talking and let Mike go, we've actually made up a lot of time on the clock, too.
Yeah?
Mike, bravo, sir. You have four entries into Friday's drawing. You don't get any bonus entries for being so expeditious, but you get our thanks and our wonderment that you pulled that off. That was incredible. Thanks, buddy.
I want to be fast-tracked into the tournament. I should be seated.
I don't think I can disagree. With a performance like that, I don't think you can disagree.
I have some news regarding the tournament. I have received
are you authorized?
I have received a bracket seated from Dale in Reedsburg.
I was going to say, there's no way you did this.
No, not a chance. No. Dale in Reedsburg, based on 2025 Wildy and Tausch trivia performances.
Is Mike in it?
I believe he's in it. I will find the bracket.
Yeah. This is the Kapot.
If he's not in it, he will be in it. That was impressive. Yep, all right, Mike, thanks for playing.
And how big is the tournament field from Dale?
32
is a good number. Yeah. I like that.
So we'll talk about it, but it's doable.
Okay.
All right. Also doable.
I think we could do some bubbling, too. We could have some bubble-busting bracket busters to get into the 32.
But I have a first four?
Yeah.
If
the desire's there, I think we should be up for it.
And we can present the first four of that tournament from Jones Dairy Farm because they're first when it comes to all those great sausages and bacon and Braunschweiger.
What a great holiday we had. Bacon everywhere. We bacon-wrapped everything. We saw the video with Eleanor. We bacon-wrapped shrimp. We bacon-wrapped scallops. And you know what? Jones Bacon, it is life-changing. What makes it so special? It's dry-aged for up to 3 weeks. Intense flavor, and it's worth the wait. Smoked with real cherry wood and hickory hardwood, never liquid smoke. Jones dry aged bacon is delicious, and as I just told you, it hit hard for the holidays. You have other holiday recipes. I know we're wrapping that up, but Jones Dairy Farm, you go to jonesdairyfarm.com to find all of their great product. I think this week we're going to have that orchetta. You know we're getting a little pork sausage roll. We're going to crisp it up. Going to have the spinach orchetta with the pork sausage from Jones Dairy. Again, go to jonesdairyfarm.com to find their products.
Quick question. If the orchetta wasn't so delicious, would you still want Sarah to make it just so you could say orchetta on the show?
It's definitely a positive, but it's not the orchetta that makes it. It's the crisp crunch of the pork sauce. Their sausage rolls, I've told you this throughout the holidays.
You have.
It's all natural. You don't have all that junk in there. So you feel good about eating it. And, man, it's great. And that crispiness of the pork makes it even better.
Hopefully, the 11 o'clock hour will be equally great. It starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.